I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, my guest is poet Juan Morales, whose new book, The Siren World, has just been released. Juan is going to talk about his poems, about poetry in general, and then we're going to have him read a poem. So stick around. It's going to be a great show. As some of you know, I am studying jokes. I am researching jokes. And one of the things that I'm interested in as a person of literature is jokes that have to do with literature or have to do with writing. So I've been collecting them, and I find these all online. And then once I start collecting them, of course, the goal is to write my own jokes. I think I'm just beginning to learn the process. It's kind of like when you start studying haikus or you study a particular poetic form. You know, you read and you read and you know. And so I'm reading a lot, and I wanted to share some with you. And these are not my jokes, so if they're not funny, it's not my fault. And if they are funny, it's not to my credit. But here's what I found on a webpage called 13 Clever Jokes Only Literature Lovers Will Appreciate. Here goes. Why did the run-on sentence think it was pregnant? Its period was late. Norma is groaning. Our producer behind the glass is groaning. So obviously that one's not very funny. How about the past, the present, and the future walk into a bar? It was tense. Why did the pregnant woman yell, wouldn't, couldn't, shouldn't? That one should be pretty obvious, Norma. She was having contractions. here's a literary joke. This one actually has to do with literature. What does Charles Dickens keep in his spice rack? The best of times and the worst of times. That's mildly clever. Oh, by the way, just the other day at home, my books fell on my head. Yeah, I have only my shelf to blame. Nora's shaking her head. That's actually not mine either. What is Harper Lee's cocktail of choice? Tequila Mockingbird. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm thinking of writing a joke on Rudolfo Anaya. As you know, one of the most famous Chicano writers. And so here's my first attempt. Why did Anaya drive a Nissan? Well, because Bless Me Corvette didn't make sense. No. Okay. Anyway, it's all a process. How about this one? What happened when Federico Garcia became a big poet? I mean, huge. They called him Lorca Orca. Anyway, I'm not really trying to pass these off as funny. I'm just interested in literary jokes. If you know any, send them to me on my email address, danchacon at utep.edu. Stick around, and we're going to talk to Juan Morales.